Neil Findlay joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
Isn't the truth, if you did lead Labour and you opposed Trident, that the MOD just wouldn't take any notice of you?
Well, we're allowed to have an opinion, Gary, and I think the Scottish Labour Party should be able to take those decisions or make those views known. And
but that's the point. They can't take any decisions on this, can they?
Well, I would hope that we would be able to influence the Labour Party across the UK, and the Scottish Labour Party policy is already opposed to nuclear weapons. It has been since the conference passed that position some time ago.
But Joanne Lamont said that she was in favour.
But
Joanne Lamont, you're saying that it's policy. Joanne Lamont said she was in favour, and we've got Jim Murphy saying that you can't be unilateralists on this. So the policy seems somewhat muddled, doesn't it?
No, but this is a leadership election where people have different views and different opinions. I'm just putting forward my opinion, and I've always been against nuclear weapons. I think, particularly at a time when our public services are under such pressure, I don't think that's the right way to spend very considerable amounts of public money.
When there was a debate in Parliament a couple of months ago and the motion put forward by Keith Brown that the Parliament supports the speediest safe withdrawal of nuclear weapons from Scotland, you voted against that?
Yes, because it linked the eradication of nuclear weapons, and it said that it could only be achieved by independence. It linked it to independence. That's clearly not the case. Independence wouldn't remove nuclear weapons from the UK.
But if this is a point of principle, wouldn't you vote yes to remove weapons in a vote in Parliament?
But it linked it solely to independence, and that clearly is not my position.
You didn't lodge any amendments to it, did you?
No, because that was the proposition put before us, that it could be that it was linked to independence, and I clearly have my position. I've always been against nuclear weapons. I'm a member of CND. That is my position.
On the issue of, let's say you are leader of Labour in Scotland, you would, under the rules, be the leader of the MMPs who are in Scotland. If there's a vote at Westminster and Ed Miliband says he supports the renewal of Trident, you're sitting in Edinburgh saying you're against the renewal of Trident. How do those MPs vote?
Well, that would be up to those MPs. It's up to them how they vote. But
you'd be the leader of the party in Scotland. You would be the leader of those MPs.
Well, I would have my opinion. That's exactly what I'm saying, Gary. I'm putting forward what my position is and what the position of the party as passed by our conference is in Scotland. That's Scottish Labour policy.
But you're saying as a leader, you would only have opinions. You wouldn't be able to direct people.
No, that is the case, because they are...
What's the point of being leader then?
Well, Gary, I am in a leadership election contest. I'm putting forward my position, and I would hope to have influence over the rest of the UK Labour Party, and I'm sure my colleagues in Wales and in the regions of the UK have similar opinions to me. I think actually my opinion is mainstream Labour opinion.
But it's not Ed Miliband's position, is it? So if Ed Miliband says no, then that's the end of it.
Well, that's to be determined, because we have to put forward our position for the manifesto in 2016, and let's just see what that says. There's a strong body of opinion across the country amongst the general public that this is not how we should be spending public money at this time.
Well, indeed, it's Nicola Sturgeon's position, and she said in her address to the SNP conference at the weekend that she could potentially do a deal after the 2015 general election if there's a hung parliament with the Labour Party, provided they change their stance on nuclear weapons. Can you find common ground with her on that?
Listen, where I agree with Nicola, I will say I agree with her, and I hope she will do the same with me. This is an area where we agree that, Scotland would be a better place, and the UK would be a better place, and indeed, of course, the world would be a better place without nuclear weapons.
Do you also find common ground with her in her call for an end to austerity?
Well, I certainly think that we need to move to get rid of austerity as soon as possible, but Nicola's rhetoric is often much more better than the reality of what she delivers on the ground.
But she's saying a deal with the Labour Party after 2015, if there's a hung parliament, to involve the SNP in some kind of supply arrangement with a Labour government would mean no nuclear weapons and an end to austerity. Are those two areas that you can say yes to?
Well, I want to see an end to austerity, and I want to see an end to nuclear weapons. But Nicola's playing games in the run-up to the general election, and we know that's what she's at. So, I'm be campaigning every day for the election of a Labour government with a majority and winning those seats in Scotland as well.
You talk about bringing the railways back into public ownership. Keith Brown, the Transport Minister, says that that's not an option that the Scottish Parliament can deal with at this point. Why was there nothing in Labour's submission to the Smith Commission about devolving those powers?
Well, I didn't write Labour's submission to the Smith Commission, but I'm putting forward my position in the leadership election, and I think it's common sense that if at the moment what we do is we take a big load of subsidy and we hand it to the rail providers, and they then take a big load of that subsidy and hand on to shareholders. I don't think that is common sense. I think that is crazy. We should be running the railways in the interest of the public, like we're doing with the East Coast Main Line, and the profits going back into the Exchequer. I think that is a sensible way to run the railways.
But you can't do anything unless you've got the power to do it at Holyrood. So should it be in your submission to the Smith Commission?
Well, I think Keith Brown has been a bit disingenuous. He could have set up a not-for-profit organisation to run the railway franchise in Scotland and chose not to do that. And we could have done that. But I would argue that we should have powers over the railways and that we should be able to make that decision.
So it's a mistake by your party not to ask for that?
No, Gary, I'm putting forward my position in this leadership election.
But you could win this leadership election without the powers that you actually want because your party hasn't suggested it to the Smith Commission.
Well, Gary, as I say, I'm putting forward my position. That's what you do in a leadership election campaign. You have different positions. If we were all the same, then you could elect anybody.
How much would it cost to carry through your suggestion?
Well, that's not been costed at the moment, Gary, and I think given what we know about the way in which the subsidy operates, I think it would be very cost-effective.
Have you costed taking back PFI contracts?
If you look at what's happening in the northeast of England, Gary, with PFI contracts, we're actually seeing that some of the health authorities and other organisations who've been involved in PFI are taking them back in because they are cost-effective. So it would be on a case-by-case basis where some of them proved to be more cost-effective being taken back in-house. Again, I think that's just common sense.
But have you costed any of those measures?
No, because it would be on a case-by-case basis.
But the reality is you've come up with two policies here which you have no costings for at all. Clearly, if you're to spend money on bringing PFI contracts back into public ownership, to bringing the railways back into public ownership, that means money that has to go on that cannot be spent elsewhere.
But that much of this would be savings, Gary, because if it was more cost effective to run the railways in the public interest, then that's a good deal. If it's more cost effective to bring a PFI contract back in-house, then that's a good deal. It would actually cost less.
So you would only bring the railways back into public ownership if you thought it was cost-effective. If it wasn't cost-effective, you'd say no.
Well, if we follow the example of what's happened in the East Coast Main Line, it would be cost-effective. It's now generating profit for the Exchequer in a better way than it was under the private sector.
Okay. Neil Findlay, Labour leadership candidate, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning.